This was actually only one of two pieces of legislation that the 114th Congress passed on their way out the door. One piece of legislation happened to be a continuing resolution that continues to fund the government, prevented the government shutdown. That goes through April the 28th. The only thing of substance really was this bill that we're talking about. It's the Water Infrastructure Improvement Needs for America Act, the WINS Act. And this is an omnibus appropriations bill. It takes the old Water Resources Development Act. It combines it with a couple of other water provisions in order to try to make some changes, not only on drought and water management, but also in regards to EPA. And that's where we were involved. There was a provision included in this piece of legislation that actually protects us as cattle producers and agriculture in general from EPA's Spill Prevention, Control, and Countermeasures Rule, the SPCC. Now, this rule was put in place basically to regulate refineries and large commercial manufacturers of liquids by requiring them to have retaining ponds, dikes, and different mechanisms that are in place to try to prevent spills. It was never really meant to be applied to farms and ranches, but unfortunately, that's what we have seen, and we needed to make sure that we had some exemptions. So in particular, we were able to get language in there that would make any sort of tank that holds tallows, fats, grease, and feed additives exempt from the SPCC. But probably the biggest win that we had is making sure that fuel and oil tanks are also exempt. And those are tanks that are anywhere from 5 to 2,500 gallons, 2,500 gallon is the max, but that was also another win because initially we only expected to be able to get an exemption of up to 2,000 gallons. So to be able to get 2,500 was just, I think, additional insurance for us as, again, we try to keep EPA off of farms and ranches. So we are excited about this opportunity to provide some exemptions and also some protection for anybody that stores fuels, oils, and feed additives on their farms and ranches.